I beg you to break my curse. The only way is making love to someone special. This was written by the real Shauna Lee. Now, I love the real Shauna Lee. They are such a great writer. I've talked about them before and just gone on and on, and I sing their praises. And so I was looking through their scripts. I love to do scripts that have no fills. I know that's kind of bad, but it's also good because it's nice for a writer to have everything get filled, right? So I think it probably feels good to have everything get filled. So there was the mummy one, and I was kind of like, mummy? I don't know. I do like playing monster girls. A mummy? I wasn't sure about that, but I really like the real Shauna Lee's writing, and I like the real Shauna Lee as a person too. And so I was just like, okay, well, let me look at it. They included a picture of their inspiration for the piece and, you know, who they were thinking of. And oh my God, the mummy is so cute. You have to look at the picture. I have to remember to put the picture in my post. By the time you listen to this, I will have already posted it, but I'm telling myself anyway. I have to remember to put in the picture. I love the picture that they included, and the picture just completely sealed the deal. I'm like, oh my gosh, that mummy, it's so cute. Yes, I want to be that mummy. And that's also what inspired the cute little voice that I did for the mummy. And so the same thing happened when I did the slime girl script written by the real Shauna Lee, where I was just like, slime girl, I don't know how to do this. But they included a picture. Oh, thank you. And oh my God, the slime girl was so cute. And it helped me so, so much. So I really appreciate it when writers include pictures, because that is so helpful, at least for things like monster girls. That helps so much. So thank you, the real Shauna Lee. I don't know if you're ever going to hear this, but thank you. I really appreciate it. So yeah, it was a done deal after I saw that super cute mummy. Now, in this, the mummy, her hands are bandaged up. She takes her hand and she strokes the listener's cock. And I was thinking, would that be comfortable? I don't know. But, you know, sometimes a little bit of friction, that probably will feel good to some people at least. So yeah. I think some people would be very into that. Also, I looked it up and the bandages were made out of linen usually, and linen is pretty soft. So yeah, I thought a lot about this, especially when doing the sound effect for it. And so the sound effect makes it sound a little rough and there's some friction there. And hopefully you can get into it. I know some people are into that friction. But I didn't know how else to do the sound effect for it. You know, there wasn't really a way, because the bandages are too soft, then you're not really going to hear anything. So I need to do a stroking sound effect. I just do. It's required, okay? For me, anyway. I demand it when I make my own audios. Something that I had a tough time with was, this is in the script, but it's not said out loud until later in the script, but there's a sound effect where the guy is running away from the mummy at the beginning. Well, at least she says, you know, stop. No, oh no, you don't. It sounds like he's running away. So I have him running away. And she takes off her bandages and she throws them around him and kind of like lassos him in a way and wraps him up to restrain him and then pulls him toward her. And that's not said in the script. So I had to find a way to depict that. And I was kind of like, well, I could just leave it out. But I didn't think about it when I was actually narrating the script, because had I been thinking about it, then I could have said a line about it, which would have made a lot of sense. I do that sometimes when I'm filming scripts. I'll say a line when something isn't very clear. But I really did want that in there. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out that sound effect. So I figured it out. The closest I could come to it, but I don't know if the listener has any idea what they're listening to when they hear it, because that's a really hard one. And for the listener to know what they're hearing, but I still put it in there. Especially because later she says, you know, you don't find my bandages grotesque. That's not exactly what she says. Even though I'm restraining you with them. And so it is important that she has him restrained. So I wanted to put that in there just so it's there. Okay. It's there. I wanted to talk about that though, because that was my biggest issue with this one. And I'm like, how am I going to do this audio without having the sound effect? I don't know what to do. And so for the longest time, I actually put off editing this one. I think I did it 10 days after recording it. I had to record a ton of stuff last week because I didn't know if I'd have any time this week to really record much. So yeah, that's why I had a huge pile to edit. So I haven't really recorded anything new this week except for commissions and these commentaries. There were two endings for this one. There's the wholesome ending, and then there's a dark ending. I think the dark ending is where she just leaves him in the tomb to rot, and then she basically just takes his place and she leaves the tomb. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that to the listener. I'll make it wholesome. And you know, well, this was for Halloween originally. This was a Halloween script, which is why I think it was written like that. Because usually the real Shauna Lee is wholesome. More wholesome than that ending anyway. I'm trying to make friends and be nice to the listener, so I went with the wholesome route. I know I haven't always been so wholesome. There was that time when I killed the listener back when I first started recording in like 2019. Yeah, ooh, people did not like that. I think I got 11 upvotes because it got downvoted so many times. Yeah. That one was actually an improv. I was just kind of pissed off at men, and so yeah. Oh, I love how he didn't know his ancestry, but he was related to the Pharaoh, and that's who she was in love with. But the thing is that the Pharaoh put her in the tomb and cursed her. So why is that like her true love? I don't get it. But you know, the heart wants what the heart wants. So I did think that was romantic, because she's like, oh, you're related to him. You have his blood. And he didn't know it, but I think that's why he was so obsessed with her, and there was just some pull toward her and finding out more about the curse and finding her. And so I love that. That's the kind of stuff I'm into. Also, I couldn't help but think, when they were intimate, what sex was like back then, when before the Pharaoh entombed her. Like, what was the sex like? Is it like the sex that she was having with the listener? I was really curious about that. This script really did make me think. There was a lot of stuff I looked up and I thought a lot about. And so I'm really glad I did it.